you're listening to 3CR. We're just fading down that song. We've got an interview with Uncle Jeff Ma up in Wollongong. Are you there, Uncle Jeff?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, what's your take on this Invasion Day or Australia Day, Unc?
My take is they got no jurisdiction over Aboriginal people. That's my take. And I don't buy into this crap where 300 people went up to Uluru and made a statement that what they're pushing. No one's got the right to give away our sovereignty. And the only people who's got that right is Aboriginal people. Not the government. Not the pretend blacks. So that's why I feel. There's people going around and like the Mundanes, they just set a price. All they got is pushing their own barrow for their wealth while our people are incarcerated, dying, and no justice done.
I understand that you had I know that you've had many deaths in the family recently. Tragedy has come over the family, and it has once again with the death of your nephew, Jesse Edwards.
That's an absolute disgrace. In any country in the world, that's an absolute disgrace. It's because he's black. I actually talked to the detective in charge. And I tried to ask him, what's the difference between the girl getting murdered by the black fella in Melbourne and Jesse? And he said, oh, they're two different things. I said, well, can you explain it to me? He goes, one was a murder, one was a brawl. I said, well, as for a brawl, I said, a brawl has to be between mob of people. There's only one kid and a heap of white people kicking him and choking him to death. So how's that difference? And, he never had an answer. But one fellow's already been through the judicial system there, and he got charged with a fray, even though a young man died. Well, that's a disgusting outcome by any means. And how white people can sit up there and justify that is beyond me. You know, we should be clogging the courts now but with no jurisdiction because the lawyers, the police, the judge, and the court are racial. They're all racially motivated, the whole lot of them. So, and I sit on law and justice with police and the courts. But I've already told them, I said, listen, I'm going a different way with you. I'll sit down here and we'll try and work things out. But I'm telling you now, you people ain't got jurisdiction over our people. You're still killing our people. And our so-called Aboriginal politicians are letting it happen. They're letting it happen. Yeah. I'll give you better information. Aboriginal people get $33 billion nationally, right? Well, how come none of that money hits the ground? None of it hits the ground. Why don't the black activists who are in these top positions getting paid top dollar never speak up about the money we get but never comes to our people? I went to a trip to the Northern Territory to speak about stuff. And up there, our people are dying. Men at 48, women at 50. Yet Jesse Edwards gets up there and talks about we need to be together. Well, listen, it's like South Africa. The same stuff. They can call all the shit they want on Sky News. It is like apartheid. We don't get that money. We don't get that money. We get a tiny fraction, and the wider community thinks we get it. We're head up by white NGOs, and it's an industry for them.
Yeah, look, really powerful words up there, Uncle Jeff. Could you tell us a little bit more about your jurisdiction case?
Well, my grandson, first of all, the police went to his place looking for his father twice. Smashed the door down in his flat, caused $1,000 worth of damage without a warrant, went back a couple of weeks later and slung him to the ground and jumped on him, three officers.
I understand.
One grabbed me by the throat, but he couldn't put me down.
I understand that he's got cancer, Uncle Jeff.
He's just going through cancer and he's got to have two big major operations. But they don't care about that. It's just another black fella they can kick around. But I'm over this shit. But I don't care. I don't care what colour you are, what breed you are. To jump all over a cancer victim is a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. Whether you're white, black, whatever colour you want to be, it's an absolute disgrace. This kid was selected in New South, one of the selections in New South Wales to go to a youth forum in Canberra, a leadership forum. And then when he come back, he won Youth of the Year in Wollongong. So, and this is the way this racist police force are doing it. They strip search our kids. It's against the law to strip search kids. There's one pedophile dog squad fella here. They cover that shit up. They cover it up. They cover all the criminal activity. We got fucking police officers here who deal drugs to kids. So, and they don't want to do nothing. The thin blue line, all they want to do is cover up the corruption. And I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'll still work with people to try and make it better. But I already told them, I said, listen, we're going down a different jurisdiction now. I want to, and I'll go to court with any black fella who wants to go to court, and I'll speak up for him to do no jurisdiction, because I've had it. I've been doing this for 8 years, full on with law and justice, and I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening in Wollongong. It's happening all over Australia.
That's right, yes.
Our people are getting killed with no result. You know, they just wipe it off the thing, the coroners and the court system and the police system. Well, they just push it under the carpet. Oh, another black fella dead, who cares? Well, it's about time Aboriginal people fought back. And it's about time the people getting the big dollars, the 250, 300,000, or the mundanes of this world, instead of lining his pocket going from one party to the other, Tommy stood up for his own people. And you see the price. Well, geez, it's just an absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace. Because I've seen what's happening in the Northern Territory. You know, absolute disgrace. Our people are dying. And I'm looking to get someone to fund me to do a documentary on it. So, but like I said, mate, I want to, for the rest of my life, I want to take the fight up for Aboriginal people, because I'm sick of our people dying and getting beat up, jumped all over. And they come up with a special charge now for black fellas who get on drugs. They charge, because they steal, they charge them with, in New South Wales anyway, criminal enterprise. So to me, that's just to lock them up for longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not only just happening in New South Wales.
It's all over.
I know a lot of people in Victoria, Queensland, Northern Territory, and in New South Wales, and Perth. It's happening all over.
So what do you think?
When are our people going to have enough?
What do you think about this treaty, Jeff?
Well, I don't want to give up anything just yet. I want to get our sovereignty back. And no one's got the right. White people, or 300 people up at Uluru, ain't got the right to speak for the whole of Australia.
No.
And neither is the white people. They can't vote on whether give us a treaty and put us in the constitution. Yeah. You know, it's just tokenism.
They're trying to snuff us out.
Yeah. They're just trying to... You know why they want a treaty, bro? They want a treaty so we're the same as them and they can jail us and do whatever they want. That's all it is. I don't believe in the treaty. Why give away our sovereign right? That's what we'd be doing, giving away our sovereign right. And putting our people in a worse position than they are now.
Yeah, we want to keep our sovereignty and make them pay the rent.
We want to... Listen, mate. See how much money we get. In New South Wales alone, from the state government, we get $7 billion, right? Even if they give us half of that a year, we'd be better off than what we are now. They rape our land of all the mineral and resources, and they're still raping it today. They're giving us money and taking it back.
Yep, it's unreal, aren't you? The magnitude of this crime in this country is overwhelming. And
well, I want to clog the court systems up. It's about time all Aboriginal people done it. So we clog this court, all courts in Australia.
With no jurisdiction cases.
With no jurisdiction, so they can't put us over it, It's really indignant when they just give her a lesser charge. But guess what? She took them back to court and cleared their name altogether. So it's about time we took it all the way to the top.
Yep, I hear Robbie talking about it all the time. We should be jamming the court systems with these no jurisdiction.
I 100% agree. I think when I told him properly, I said, "Listen here, mate. I'm gonna. Every black fellow that wants to go to court for a fine or get charged with anything, I'll go to court with them. Ring me, and I'll put my phone number out there. Ring me, and I'll go to court with it. And that's circumstance." That's a kangaroo court.
Yeah.
You got to plead guilty to go to it.
It's a joke.
Where else in the world can you do that? I spoke at the Wollongong University on this. It's an absolute disgrace. You got to plead guilty. Guilty to go to a court. I thought the white system was you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Uncle Jeff, look, we're just going to wind things up. Just before you go... what are your thoughts on the black deaths in custody and the recent spate of deaths in custody?
Well, the thing is, that death in custody, that happened a long time ago. But have they done anything? They've done nothing. They've absolutely done nothing. They're still dying in jail. Our kids are still getting locked up and dying in jail. And our elders and everyone. They're getting locked up and killed, you know? I don't buy this crap. But they are always closing the gap. The gap's like the Grand Canyon. There's no closing the gap.
Yeah.
If they were serious about closing the gap, why don't the money be put into black people? But like I said, I don't want them to give us something. I reckon they owe it to us to pay us that money.
Pay us the rent.
They're still robbing us today. They're still robbing us today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Uncle Jeff.
Okay.
See ya. That was Uncle Jeff Ma there with some powerful words from the Illawarra. We're just going to go to a few songs now and we'll be right back.
People of Sorrow.
You're listening to 3CR.
Well, the land is our mother. We were born.